on the stellar core physics of the 16-sig binary system, constraining the central hydrogen abundance using astroseismology, by Bernard Nsamba et al. The unprecedented quality of the astroseismic data of solar-type stars made available by space missions such as NASA's Kepler telescope are making it possible to explore stellar interior structures. This offers possibilities of constraining stellar core properties, such as core sizes, abundances, and physics, paving the way for improving the precision of the inferred stellar ages. We employ 16-sig A and B as our benchmark stars for an astroseismic study in which we present a novel approach aimed at selecting from a sample of acceptable stellar models returned from forward modeling techniques, down to the ones that better represent the core of each star. This is accomplished by comparing specific properties of the observed frequency ratios for each star to the ones derived from the acceptable stellar models. We demonstrate that in this way we are able to constrain further the hydrogen mass fraction in the core, establishing the star's precise evolutionary states and ages. The ranges of the derived core hydrogen mass fractions are 0.01 to 0.06, and 0.12 to 0.19, for 16-sig A and B, respectively, and, considering that the stars are coeval, the age and metal mass fraction parameters span the region 6.4 to 7.4, Geer and 0.023 to 0.026, respectively. In addition, our findings show that using a single helium to heavy element enrichment ratio, delta Y, delta Z, when forward modeling the 16-sig binary system, may result in a sample of acceptable models that do not simultaneously fit the observed frequency ratios, further highlighting that such an approach to the definition of the helium content of the star may not be adequate in studies of individual stars. This was On the Stellar Core Physics of the 16-sig Binary System, Constraining the Central Hydrogen Abundance Using Astroseismology, by Bernard Nsamba et al.